absolutely fantastic morning this morning. We've got how many people in the studio? We've got 6 people in the studio. We've got Magpie Movers are in today, aren't they? And we're just going to talk with Emma for a couple of minutes, and then we're going to talk with a few of the dancers about what's coming up in the next few days and weeks and stuff. So, hi, Emma. How are you doing today?
Very well, thank you.
Lovely. Thanks for coming in and bringing all these guys down. It's really friendly. It's really nice. Lovely to say hi to have such a lovely group of people in this morning. Now, tell us a little bit about what Pennine Magpie do, and you've got the Magpie Movers in today, so tell us a little bit about Magpie.
Well, Pennine Magpie is a day centre for adults with learning disabilities, and we offer a range of activities throughout the week with the aim to develop the individual's independent skills and creativity.
That's lovely. How long have you been going, do you know?
20 years next January.
That's fantastic. And whereabouts are you based?
We're based at the Calderdale Business Park in Ovenden. And we started out as one unit as a recycling, cardboard recycling, offering work experience for the service users. We ran a shop called Scrap for Play. So that's how they first started Pennine Magpie. And then over the years, it's developed and we've introduced more activities to the centre. And now we run over, I think, 8 different activities, around 8 different activities.
That's lovely. So it's expanded. You've got different things going on, including the Magpie Movers. Now, how long have they been going for?
Well, the Magpie Movers have been together, I think, 3 years. I think about 3 years now, just coming on to 3 years. We do dance sessions at the centre every week, near enough every day, I think. But not everyone is a part of the Magpie Movers. So the Magpie Movers are a section of the dance sessions that we do.
And how many people are part of the Magpie Movers at the moment?
On average, about 12.
Yes, it's a lovely thing. 12. I'm imagining you're doing a little, what are those spontaneous dances in the streets called?
Oh, flash mob.
Flash mob. I'm imagining a flash mob happening.
We've not done one yet, but maybe one for the future.
That's really great. So thanks to Emma and Sue for helping support bring these people down today. Now, I want to find out a little bit about what people think about Magpie. So we're going to move on to the Magpie Movers in a minute, but first we're going to talk to, is it Benjamin? How are you today?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Absolutely fantastic. It's really lovely having you in. Apparently you do a little bit of radio.
Yeah, I do. A bit of it.
Just a bit. Is it like a once a week thing? What kind of thing are you interested in?
The news, the weather, and sport, and that's it really.
So you like your facts. What about your music? Do you like playing any music, or you like getting the information and letting people know about that? What do you reckon?
I like singing.
Oh, you like singing. Fantastic. Anything in particular?
Michael Jackson.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot, Benjamin. We're going to go over to Thomas and talk about what he thinks about the Magpie Movers. How long have you been with this centre?
A long time.
A long time. About three. You said about 3 years, didn't you?
Two or three years?
Yeah,
a long time.
What's the best thing about it?
I like dance, half a craft, and I like your map over to Kelly Pitney and Ben Dancer. The all dance group.
Did you like seeing everybody dancing together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, happy.
Yeah. You really enjoy it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, fantastic. That's really good. Let's move on to Stephen. It's amazing we've managed to fit. How many of us are in it? There's about 8 of us in total in the studio. We're doing quite well, aren't we? I think we are. So, hey, Stephen, it's nice to meet you. How are you doing?
Not too bad.
Not too bad. Brilliant. So how long have you been with the Magpie Movers?
I can't remember.
Is it a long time?
Long time.
Any good bits you want to mention? What makes it really good?
Doing the shows... Doing like Highway Facts and Ebden Bridge and Chef Gala. We do a lot of events like Chef Gala and Neighbours Day and all that.
Neighbours Day. Yeah, I've heard of Neighbours Day. So how did you find it? Was it really fun?
It was really fun. The Chef Gala last year were really warm last year, but this year rain very rainy. Oh dear.
Oh dear, I did hear that. It's been a lot of rain round here recently, hasn't there?
And then last year, Halifax and Edmonton Ridge got rained off. I thought, at last minute we got a phone call saying we're called off. Like, no way.
So let's talk about Neighbours Day for a second. How was that in terms of what did people think?
People think that we did all right.
That's great, that's lovely.
We've got Pennine hoodies as well, so Pennine moves hoodies and they know who we are. Because every time Kelly gets an email saying, oh, do you want to come just perform? Kelly wants to make us where we are, but I think we want to go on Britain's Got Talent maybe next year.
Oh,
we're trying
brilliant.
To bribe Kelly to go on Britain's Got Talent, but get it out there.
Yeah, do it, absolutely, do it. Anything we can do to help, that'll be absolutely fantastic. What is this Pennine hoodies?
The group have got their own Magpie Movers hoodies. That's something that they organised outside of Pennine. I think one of the students brought in a hoodie that they'd had Magpie Movers printed on the back, and then they all loved it and they all went out and bought them. So they did it completely off their own back. And now they've all got Magpie Movers hoodies that they wear around, mm-hmm. which is great for them because people see them and ask questions and then they recognise them as the dance group. So it's good for them to be recognised in that way.
I love how proactive that is. I think you guys are really good at the marketing aspect then, aren't you?
Yeah.
Can imagine that. That's fantastic. Yeah. Right, let's go over to Lisa now. So tell us a little bit about what you think of Magpie Movers.
Okay.
What do you reckon? Is it fun? Is it really good?
Yeah, really good.
Okay, what's the best part about doing it?
Doing dance.
You like doing the dance. Yeah. Now, what is it about the dance? You like how it makes you feel?
Yeah.
Fantastic. And what about performing in front of people? Is that good?
Yeah.
Is it a bit nerve-wracking?
Yeah.
Is it? Fantastic. That's the thing. But it's good fun, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And after you've finished performing, how do you feel?
All right.
You feel all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's really good. I could tell you're a little bit nervous today.
I know.
You've got a lovely smile and you're such a lovely person. And thank you very, very much for coming in today. You know, it's really, really great. How long have you been doing this dance for?
Oh, I can't think.
You can't think?
Yeah.
How long do you reckon, Emma? How long has she been doing it for?
You've been dancing for quite a while.
Yeah.
Couldn't see off the top of my head, haven't
I? Yeah.
Years, but you've been involved with the dance sessions for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I think you've only just recently joined Magpie Movers.
Yeah.
I think in the past couple of months.
Dancing a long time. Okay.
You're finding it okay.
Yeah.
You're just getting into it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what would you be doing if you weren't doing this, though?
I don't know.
You don't know? You might not be doing very much, might you? So it's nice to be out and about and doing stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you appreciate it. So that's really lovely. So we're over to Sue now, and she supports Pennine Magpie and Magpie Movers. So tell us a little bit about your job.
Well, I don't actually support Pennine Magpie Movers, but I am a support at Pennine Magpie and I do the other sessions. So I certainly do the art sessions, independent living sessions, and we have radio. So we do radio and sports. So I'm active in a lot of the other sessions.
So is this all based in Halifax?
This is all at the centre, at Pennine Magpie Centre.
So tell us a little bit more about Magpie and the different activities that are available.
I'm not sure if what they'd be doing in the community. They might not be going out, they might not be mixing with people or socialising, because that's the big aspect of a Pennine Magpie, them getting together and meeting friends and socialising. So we actually run morning sessions and afternoon sessions, and the clients choose the sessions that they want to go in. Some of them have personal goals that they want to achieve, but we're very flexible as to what clients want to do and make it as enjoyable as possible.
The Magpie Movers and Pennine Magpie, thank you very, very much for popping down to see us today. Thank you, Emma, and thank you, Sue.
Thank you for having us.